Hi, I'm Carmen Stender, classical guitarist from Slovenia and based in Germany. Welcome to the Sikas channel, and today I will try to give you some tips for practicing and developing your classical guitar skills. I feel that as classical guitarists with our practice, we tend to go into one of the two extremes, the first one being completely overwhelmed by all the things, all the things we want to work on on the pieces that we're working on, and kind of saying, okay, I have to work on this and this and this. I don't even know where to start. Maybe I should just watch Netflix instead. I don't know. And then just not doing it or postponing it. And the second extreme being that you play a piece and you play it all right and you're kind of happy with it, but you know it should be better, but don't know exactly how you should improve it. You just know, I should practice. Then you practice it and just expect it to get better by playing it through. And that's obviously a big mistake and in my opinion, also quite a waste of time. So the tool that helped me a lot with these both issues was the circle of practice. I heard about this from my guitar professor here from Weimar, Thomas Müller-Pering. And I also made kind of my own. And I suggest you make your own as well, based on what the most important things are for you in your playing and in your performance. And this is how mine looks like, circle of practice. And I have this circle, obviously, with 20 different parameters that are important to me. And the four main that are most important to me personally are the sound quality and sound consistency, rhythm, phrasing, and the fingerings. And then there's many things in between, like vibrato, legato, balance of voices, coordination, even like reducing noises, ornaments, memory work, intonation, obviously, tension in the body, like many, many different things. I have 20 altogether. And how I like to approach this is to just do it step by step and one by one. So if I'm working on a piece, I say, okay, right now I will work on a specific passage and I will only work on the fingerings first. So I really take my time. I really diligently focus on that. And I write the optimal fingerings for me, for the right and left hand, not only based on the technique, but also on the phrasing, on the character of the piece. And once I'm finished with that, I go on. I go and take another parameter. For example, I will take intonation. Obviously, you tune well, but then you also can manipulate intonation a little bit in different positions. And maybe that's the second parameter I'm working on, but I obviously don't forget about the first one I was working on. So, and then I just go on like one by one, step by step. I don't do all of them at the same time because that's impossible. No one has time for that. But I really feel that you can progress in your practice a lot by just, you know, really focusing on the specific things and on things that matter the most to you. You should always be able to trust yourself and just know this is important to me. This is what I want to work on. It's very concrete and very straightforward, which is why I like that approach. And in order to individualize this circle of practice for you personally, I did this by really taking a look at all the 20 parameters and then really thinking about which cornerstones are the very most important to me. And yeah, as I said, I went with sound quality and consistency. I think that's one of the most important aspects at all. If you listen to a really great guitarist play and they don't have a good sound, but they have perfect technicality, musicality, everything, you can never enjoy it. You can really not enjoy it because the sound just bothers you all the time. So sound quality, one of the most important things for me. Rhythm, to have this inner like rhythm and metrum with the pieces, super important. Fingerings, obviously, with bad fingerings, you cannot convey the phrases that you want to do. It's just impossible. So fingerings are great, and fingerings also make your life so much easier. If you have, you know, really clever fingerings, it's just easier to play. There's less possibility of injury. There's just such an important thing. And phrasing, obviously, it's, you know, the main thing in music. It's like the nice phrasing and everything that goes with it. And the other parameters that are also obviously very important, but I chose my four one, are the style and interpretation. Yeah, then rubato, anagogics, obviously a very expressive tool to use. Drama, drama, which is basically the structure and the texture of the piece and really kind of getting to know what the piece is all about. Also maybe reading about it and kind of trying to understand the history of it and how the structure is made by the composer. Tempo, pace, also super important to decide the tempo. If you play an amazing piece but really slow, it really doesn't convey what the composer wanted to say with it. So really respecting the tempo. And then here, like the little things like rest, damping, and preparation are also like a thing that makes music more dramatic. And yeah, and ornaments, for example, also especially in old music, you have to pay attention to that. Reducing noises. There's so many noises on the guitar. It's horrible, especially on the bass strings while changing positions. You don't want all of that, of course. Coordination of the left and right hand. This is technique basics. Tension as well. I feel that's really, really important and a lot of times overlooked by guitarists. Think about your posture, your breathing. If you're relaxed when you play, if you're always relaxed when you play, there's basically no chance of getting injured, and you never want to get injured or have back problems or hand problems. That's the thing we always want to avoid. Then another thing is colors. There's so many different colors you can play on a classical guitar, and deciding them is a very important thing. Intonation. Tuning and kind of, you know, manipulating intonation also in different positions, especially in the higher positions. Memory, mental work is also very important. A lot of us play things by memory, and to be really secure in that, there's plenty of things you can do to work on. So mental work, definitely. And the last four would be legato, the singing lines and melody lines. That's always super important and such a nice thing to listen to. Singing actually helps. If you're not completely sure how to establish like a nice legato, just sing the melody line and it will just kind of naturally come, and you can try to imitate that on the guitar. Then vibrato as well. Vibrato is like, as well as an expressive tool, but as well, obviously, a thing to take care of your intonation in higher positions. Balance of voices, super important, because it's not guitar is an instrument where balance of voices is really important. And dynamics, it's also a very basic one, but with that you can also create a lot of like drama and expression in your playing in general. I hope you find a way to individualize this circle of practice for you and to really focus on things that matter the most to you. This way you can save a lot of time and a lot of frustration in a way, and just kind of focus on what's the most important and use the rest of the time for other things you want to do, but still be a good musician and kind of develop your craft. Thank you very much for watching. I hope you enjoyed this video and you learned something new. Please leave a comment down below if you have any extra questions or share your experience. Don't forget to subscribe to the Sikash channel. If you like, you can check out my YouTube channel as well. I hope you have a great day, practice, and see you soon.